This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Xcel Energy has settled a Marshall Fire lawsuit on the eve of trial in Boulder. The state's largest utility said it expects to pay around $640 million to plaintiffs in the case, which include insurers, Boulder County, and residents. The company believes around half the settlement will be covered by its insurance policies. The settlement is not yet final and must still be agreed to by the individual plaintiffs in the case. Xcel maintains that its equipment did not cause the Marshall Fire, and the company does not admit to any fault as part of the settlement. Colorado has new standards for air toxics, but as CPR's Sam Brash reports, it's unclear exactly how they'll be enforced.
Air toxics are a broad category of dangerous pollutants not strictly regulated by the federal government. That leaves states to set safety standards. Colorado air regulators approved new thresholds for 5 air toxics late last week, including those from oil and gas, manufacturing, and agriculture. Environmental groups say the state should have gone further and set stricter limits. Meanwhile, industry groups worry the rules will add another layer of Byzantine regulations. The state will create rules to enforce the health standards sometime next year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The massive, colorfully lit attraction known as Ice Castles will return to Cripple Creek this winter. It's also coming back to Silverthorne. The spectacle is made entirely of ice and features slides, sculptures, and caverns. Tickets go on sale in early December. The exact opening date depends on weather conditions, but the ice castles typically open in early January and close in March. This is CPR News.